During the summer of 2013, the small town of Enniskillen was turned into a ball of frenetic energy. The town would be hosting the world's most powerful leaders and their G8 summit. Potholed roads were completely relaid, buildings and railings painted as new as a spotlight was turned onto the town. The normally rainy clouds broke, and for those few days the sun shone brightly. Brightly enough to encourage the UK Prime Minister, David Cameron, to take a swim in the Loch Earn. While the world's media looked on, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama, decided to pay a surprise visit to my son's school. We, that is to say, my American wife and I, on the other hand, had decided to keep our son at home. With the island town bloated to hold double its inhabitants, it had seemed like the sensible thing to do. We avoided the crowds, we avoided the dangers, the protesters, but we also avoided the moment of our lifetime for our son as a cavalcade unexpectedly rolled into that school. Being just 5 foot 5.5 inches, I've always felt an affinity with Zacchaeus, but on this occasion, I fell short. We didn't know what to expect of the week, so we took the safe and lazy option. I don't think Zacchaeus knew what to expect when he placed his hand on the low branch to climb into the sycamore tree and grab a glimpse of this holy man called Jesus. I'm fairly sure he hadn't anticipated Jesus seeing him in the tree and inviting himself to tee-hee-hee. Sorry, I couldn't resist. But he did climb. He did see. And Jesus saw him. Zacchaeus' desire to seize what he could from that moment somehow ends up with him, who is despised by his country folk, sitting around a table with the revered. One of the things that has always struck me about this story is the ordinariness of the sycamore. The sycamore tree seems disregarded in the Old Testament of the Bible and mentioned only as it makes way for the grand and extravagant cedar tree. Zacchaeus climbs into the ordinary to see the extraordinary. Stephen Cherry's poem, Coffee Break, also speaks to me of entering into the ordinariness of a moment and allowing it to become an occasion. As I go through my own ritual of making coffee, grinding the beans, heating the water to 92.5 degrees, watching the grounds bloom and then draw spirals with water, I'm reminded of the words of Abraham Michel, who wrote, "This is one of the goals of the Jewish way of living, to experience commonplace deeds as spiritual adventures, to feel the hidden love and wisdom in all things." Even the ordinary can become a spiritual occasion when viewed with the right eyes.